If we are on the spiritual path and are committed and dedicated to our spiritual and personal evolvement, how can we turn a blind eye to others who have been marginalized and underserved? Isn't this part of the path we have chosen? Isn't part of our path to identify the ego, the ways in which the ego can serve and not serve us? And in the ways that it does not serve us, learn to transcend it? Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality, a podcast radio show that has raw, authentic, real discussions on personal growth, real life, Reiki, healing, spirituality, and sometimes anything in between. It is my hope and intention to inspire and weave unity, healing, love, peace, acceptance, non-judgment, and hopefully wisdom into all the lives who listen to this show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you would like to schedule a distant healing session, please contact us on our website at realreikirealife.com. I am Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, I am back. As you have noticed, the jingle has changed on this podcast. And I hope that everyone isn't too disappointed because this podcast actually has been running for about 4 years now. And because of this, I felt it was about time to add a fresh change. And also, many of you have heard me discuss in prior episodes how my own spirituality and perspective has undergone major shifts. So with that, I am not the same person I was when I started this podcast, and as such, many of my viewpoints that I once presented no longer resonate. And what a beautiful thing that is when we can experience growth in such a way that it causes us to steer our ship into deeper waters of growth and understanding, where we can actually correct the course if needed. So with that, you will find the energy of this podcast has changed. But the same real, authentic, raw, and sometimes zany and funny discussions on personal growth, spirituality, and Reiki still remain. I am so excited to rejoin you all as a stronger, wiser, more authentic version of my old self. Okay, let's define the word political. And when I was searching for the definition of political for this podcast, I turned to Google, which is also dictionary.com. And when I looked at it, it said political, adjective, relating to the government or the public affairs of a country, relating to the ideas or strategies of a particular party or group in politics. With that being said, nowhere did it say that equality or inequality in its many, many forms is political. Okay, so now that we've defined what the definition of political is, let's get back to our topic of, is this podcast becoming too political? You know, I have always disliked politics. My personal opinion, and this is my personal opinion only, you can agree or not agree, it's fine, is that politics divide us. At least the politics in the United States divide us instead of uniting us. And my number one goal in producing this podcast is unity. So my goal is not to get political, but I do need to explain why I am talking about subjects that might be defined or deemed as political. And if you turn to that definition of political again, you will find that many of the topics that we will discuss in future episodes might be considered political, but they're actually not, at least not in the way that is intended for this podcast. I'm going to go on and explain. So in my last podcast episode, when I played it for my husband, he cautioned me about getting too political. And I had to ask myself if this was true. I had to ask myself if this really was becoming too political and would it turn people off to the podcast who want to learn more about spirituality and personal development and Reiki and all that wonderful stuff, right? But when I thought about it, I thought that, at least the way I see it, politics is being divisive. And divisive goes against everything I believe in and hold to be true. It goes against the whole reason I spend much time and money in producing this podcast. So my husband was referring to the whole Black Lives Matter spiel on the last episode, and also the thought came of, how in the hell did basic human rights turn into a political ideation? I don't understand how that happened. Now, I do understand in the current climate, it has turned this way. However, I choose to define basic human and civil rights as something that transcends political parties. If we are on the spiritual path and are committed and dedicated to our spiritual and personal evolvement, how can we turn a blind eye to others who have been marginalized and underserved? Isn't part of this path we have chosen to identify the ego, the ways in which the ego can serve and not serve us? And in the ways that it does not serve us, learn to transcend it? For an example of this, I want you to think of something you learned about yourself lately that perhaps you did not consciously realize was coming from the ego. Now, before I talk about the ego, I do want to put it out there that I am not an ego hater. I know in certain spiritual circles, it's all about killing the ego and denying the ego and that kind of thing. But the way I see the ego is that it can serve us. That is actually another podcast episode in and of itself. But the ego can also be a major block in personal and spiritual growth. So it doesn't serve us in many ways. Okay, also, I want to put it out there before I go into this podcast more that one of my goals in producing this podcast is to be as inclusive as possible. I want to present my thoughts, my opinions, and words in such a way that they can be applicable to most people in ways that would be helpful for them. And on that note, I am not a professional public speaker, a mental health therapist, or even a life coach. I produce this podcast out of my own life experiences and those of clients, students, friends, family, and others to help bring awareness to not only my life, but to the lives of those of my listeners. The challenge this brings is that as much as I try to be mindful and inclusive of all possible scenarios, there will undoubtedly be those who listen to my podcast who might feel like their own personal challenges in life have not been addressed. And for that, I am so sorry and hope you can understand that as much as I would love to be able to be aware of every possible angle discussed on this show, it's impossible to provide a perspective from every angle as much as I would love to. This is why I strongly encourage my listeners to provide feedback on my website at realreikireallife.com. And if there is something you feel I need to address, I would gladly take your feedback into consideration to share, because I know that I can't have possibly experienced all realities and all angles of situations and life, and I would love to hear from you on what yours have been. Okay, so now that I've got that out of the way, let's go back. So back to our ego. I want you to think of an example of something you learned about yourself lately that perhaps you did not consciously realize was coming from the ego. And again, I'm not an ego hater, okay? I already mentioned that it can serve us and not serve us and all that good stuff. And when you think of this ego-driven thing, what did you do to work on it? Think about the steps that you did to work on it. What did you do first? And then what did you do to work on it? I think the first step is identifying that it exists and wondering where it came from. Then doing the inner work needed. Now, not spiritually bypassing it with Reiki, sacred medicine, or other spiritual tools, but to integrate it and move beyond it. And I think the same process of identifying it exists, wondering where it came from, and doing the inner work needed is exactly what is needed regarding racism. Racism and equality of all human beings, in my opinion, transcends political parties. I'm going to say that again. Racism and equality of all human beings, in my opinion, transcends political parties. In fact, it is my personal opinion, and my opinion only, that none of it belongs in politics. And here's why. Because most things political, whatever they may be, has a tendency to divide. Arguments and fights over ensue over what each party wants, what they don't want, and at least in this country, they veto each other out and then reach a stalemate because overinflated egos. And then nothing ever gets done. True change rarely ever occurs when politics get involved. That's what I have to say. And this is why, in my humble opinion, that this podcast is not getting political. It is in our own best spiritual interests that we wake up to how racism, in its many, many forms, is holding us back from evolving on a spiritual level and a personal level and even an emotional level. To illustrate this point further, I am reading Austin Channing Brown's most excellent and eye-opening book called I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness. And in it, she says, the perfect phrase, okay, actually, I have to say that she has many perfect phrases in that book, but the one phrase that made my heart pound with excitement was when she says, let me see if I don't butcher this, let me see if I can remember it. And this was in regards to racism. And she says, quote, is it not the work of the Holy Spirit? Now remember, she's Christian, to eliminate truth and inspire transformation. Now I'm going to read that again just to hope that it sinks in. Quote, is it not the work of the Holy Spirit to eliminate truth and inspire transformation? That is so true in the context she said it, because we can easily apply this to our context in our spiritual lives. If you retranslate that into a more universal phrase for people of all faith, one could say, is it not the work of Spirit, God, Goddess, the universe, our higher selves, to illuminate truth and inspire transformation? I believe that phrase is actually the goal of all people of faith, whether you subscribe to religion or whether you have chosen a non-religious approach to spirituality. So if it is our goal of people of faith and as healers to illuminate truth and inspire transformation, how can we not talk about the things in life that would contribute to transformation, such as racism? Now, it is a universal belief in spirituality that on the other side, there is no race. Regardless of what your beliefs may be, let's just say that there is no race on the other side. If that is true, and I believe that to be true, how in the hell are we going to truly learn how to see people for the divine beings they truly are, if we do not learn how to see beyond skin color or other traits such as gender, sexual identity, or sexual orientation? The fact of the matter is that we need, now I'm overemphasizing the word need, and I sounded like a horse, I think, saying that, but we need things like people of color, different cultures, different beliefs, different sexual identities, and different sexual orientations. Basically, diversity in all of its beautiful forms in order to transcend the human ego, to see and treat and experience people as the divine beings they truly are. Now, if we didn't have skin color on the other side before we came here, and if there is no skin color on the other side, we wouldn't have been able to learn that, right? And so it makes sense that we would have come here to learn that. And in order for us to truly evolve and grow in this human existence on planet Earth, I believe we chose to experience all the things in life that would help us evolve and grow. Now, I'm going to repeat that again, because we chose to experience all the things this life has to offer. And if we choose to only experience life in our own reality, only the things we have personally experienced, while ignoring the reality of others and the things that they have experienced, in this case, people of color, then we are denying the very reasons we came here. We are denying our own divinity and the priceless opportunities to grow and evolve. So With that being said, in some future episodes, we will continue to discuss race, inequality, sexual identity, gender, sexual orientation, with the intention and the hope that we will awaken even more to our divine potential, to fulfill our divine mission, to learn those things that we could not learn before we came to this life. But I want to say what we won't do is bash any political party, the president, no matter how much we might dislike him, or tell you how to vote or what to believe politically. And anytime we discuss any politician, we will not bash anyone, nor anyone who believes differently. That goes against everything that we as healers, we as spiritual people, we who are dedicated to our personal growth and transformation believe in. And as always, no matter the topic, please take what resonates with you and leave what does not. And before I go, if you are a person like me who cares about inequality, which includes racial inequality in this country, I invite you to please check out Austin's book. It was actually Brené Brown that turned me on to her book. It was a live video. I can't remember if it was on YouTube or Instagram or something like that, but she did a live video with Austin. And I have to warn you, if you buy it and you are white, be prepared to be triggered in the best way possible. Because her book has actually made me even more hungry to learn more, to be aware more of my privilege, and strive to eliminate that which is true to inspire transformation. And may all who read that book also feel the same. May you move beyond any triggers that you feel and view them as opportunities for growth and expansion. The reality is, what she is saying has been true for her, and she does state in the book that she's not speaking for all people of color, but she is speaking on her behalf and her experiences in life of other peoples of color experience in life. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to our website, realreikirealife.com, and subscribe there to be informed of all future episodes. Schedule healing distance sessions, take an online class, or leave a comment or feedback about the show. Please also check out our YouTube channel under Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality for free meditations and other fun and inspiring videos. Remember, go in love and peace. Until next time.